Welcome back to Unwritten Lives, Tales of the Unexpected, stories about ordinary moments that quietly change the people living through them. Tonight's episode is about memory, clutter, and the strange emotional weight carried by objects we stop seeing. This is Reorganizing a Small Space. Claire and Gwyn did not decide to reorganize her apartment because she wanted a cleaner home. She decided because she could no longer think clearly inside it. At first, the clutter had arrived gradually. A jacket left over a chair. Books stacked beside the couch. Coffee cups resting on shelves temporarily. Old receipts, tangled chargers, unopened mail. Nothing dramatic. Nothing dirty, exactly. Just unfinished. The apartment had become a physical version of postponed decisions. Clara lived alone on the fourth floor of a narrow building overlooking a busy intersection where traffic never fully stopped. Her apartment was small enough that every object mattered, yet over the years, objects had multiplied quietly around her. Most evenings, she returned from work exhausted, promising herself she would clean properly on the weekend. But weekends disappeared into errands, fatigue, and distraction. So things remained where they were, accumulating. One Thursday night, after returning home late from work, Clara stood in the middle of the apartment holding a grocery bag and suddenly felt overwhelmed by something she could not explain. Not sadness exactly. Not anger. Just pressure. The room felt crowded in a way that had nothing to do with size. She looked around slowly. The stack of unopened letters near the table. The dying plant near the window. The box of old photographs she still had not unpacked after moving 2 years earlier. Every object seemed to contain unfinished thoughts. And for the first time, Clara realized something unsettling. She had stopped seeing the apartment clearly. Human beings adapt quickly. We stop noticing familiar things. A stain on the wall. A creaking floorboard. A growing pile of clutter. The mind edits them out until they become part of the background. But background shapes mood more than people realize. That night, Clara could not sleep. At 1:17 a.m., she got out of bed, walked into the kitchen, and stared at the counter for a long time. Then, without planning to, she picked up an empty glass and washed it. Then another. Then another. The strange thing about cleaning is that it often begins emotionally before it becomes physical. You are not moving objects. You are reclaiming attention. At first, Clara moved mechanically, throwing away expired food, folding blankets, stacking papers. But as the apartment slowly changed shape, something inside her shifted too. The room became quieter. Not literally, emotionally. By 3 in the morning, she had filled 2 trash bags. She sat on the floor surrounded by scattered books and old notebooks she had forgotten existed. One notebook fell open beside her. Inside was a list titled, Things I Thought I'd Do by 30. Clara stared at it silently. Travel alone. Learned piano. Call mom more often. Write something meaningful. The list was 7 years old. She laughed softly at first. Then unexpectedly began to cry. Not because of failure. But because reading the list felt like meeting an earlier version of herself. Someone hopeful, certain life would eventually become organized and clear. Instead, life had become busy, heavy, distracted. The apartment suddenly felt different. Less like a home, more like evidence. Evidence of postponed decisions, delayed grief, unfinished conversations with herself. Clara noticed how many things she kept not because she needed them, but because letting go felt emotionally complicated. A sweater from a relationship that ended years ago. Birthday cards from people she no longer spoke to. A cracked mug she never used but couldn't throw away. Objects had become emotional placeholders. Tiny monuments to versions of life that no longer existed. Near dawn, she opened the box of photographs she had avoided unpacking for 2 years. Most were ordinary. Family dinners. Blurry vacations. Friends smiling at cameras no one uses anymore. Then she found one photo she did not remember taking. It showed her sitting at a tiny kitchen table years earlier, laughing while her father cooked in the background. The image hit her harder than expected. Her father had died 4 years ago. Since then, Clara rarely spoke about him. Grief had not disappeared. It had simply settled quietly into hidden places. She sat holding the photograph while morning light slowly entered the apartment. And suddenly she understood something. The clutter was not laziness. It was emotional hesitation. Every object represented a choice postponed. Every unopened box represented memory delayed. Every crowded corner represented something she did not want to face directly. Reorganizing the apartment was not really about cleaning. It was about movement. about allowing life to continue instead of freezing pieces of it in place. Over the next few days, Clara continued slowly, not aggressively, not perfectly. She donated clothes she never wore, rearranged furniture, opened windows she usually kept closed. Each small action changed the atmosphere of the apartment. But more importantly, it changed her relationship to it. The space began feeling lighter, more breathable, less like storage for unfinished emotions. One evening, while moving a bookshelf closer to the window, Clara noticed how different the room looked with more light entering it. The apartment had not become larger, but it felt more open, and she realized people often misunderstand what space means. Space is not always physical. Sometimes space is emotional. A cluttered room can make thoughts feel crowded. An organized space can make breathing feel easier. Not because objects themselves contain emotion, but because attention does. Weeks later, Clara invited her friend Maya over for dinner for the first time in nearly a year. Maya stepped inside and stopped. "This feels different," she said. Clara smiled. "It is." "What changed?" Clara looked around quietly. The apartment still wasn't perfect. There were still books on the table, still unfolded laundry on a chair. But the heaviness was gone. "I think," Clara said slowly, "I finally stopped living around my life and started living inside it again." That night, after Maya left, Clara sat alone near the window with a cup of tea. Outside, traffic lights reflected against wet streets below. Inside, the apartment felt calm. Not because everything was perfectly organized, but because nothing inside it felt emotionally abandoned anymore. There is something deeply human about reorganizing small spaces. People think they are cleaning shelves or moving furniture. But often, they are doing something quieter. They are deciding what still belongs in their lives. What still carries meaning. What can finally be released. And sometimes, in the middle of folding old clothes or opening forgotten boxes, a person realizes they are not only changing a room. They are changing their relationship with themselves. That was Unwritten Lives, Tales of the Unexpected. Some spaces become cluttered slowly, so slowly we stop noticing the weight they carry. But perhaps healing does not always begin with dramatic change. Perhaps sometimes. It begins with opening a window, moving a chair, throwing away one unnecessary thing, and making enough room for yourself to breathe again.